I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. We've been talking about how Russia's anti-terrorism law is having adverse effects on the church. However, Brett Laird of Slavic Gospel Association says there is hope.
The law is written fairly vaguely, and so it's really open to the interpretation of local officials. And we've had both examples. To give you a really encouraging example, there's a group of churches in a certain area of Russia that just received government approval to hold a major public outreach event right in the city square. And so it's not the case that this law is being used everywhere to shut down evangelist activity or church activity.
This margin is just one more reason to be praying for Russia. Ask God to guide authorities to discern truth and freedom in the church and to let them keep up their work for the gospel. And a recent report by the UN Refugee Agency says that over half of refugee children don't have access to education. Harold Clausen with Teach Beyond says education is vitally important, especially for asylum seekers.
To contribute in where you are, it's important to have skills that you can use there. And many of the refugees have already developed skills, but others are coming with very minimal education. So they need to have the kinds of skills that can be useful.
Teach Beyond is standing in the gap. In Germany, they're offering a variety of classes to people from different countries. This will enable them to contribute to the community and ease the integration process. The best way you can help is to pray for them to have spiritually stirring conversations about Jesus Christ. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, we're activating world-changing prayer for the lost together. Join us for a prayer cast challenge called Chicago 77. Get the details and sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dot Morris.